Okay, so this is a Sustainability Commission meeting held on September 13th, 2022. We'll now take roll.
Chairperson.
Here.
Here.
All right, we do not have quorum, which is okay because I don't think we really have anything to vote on. We're expecting Ellie to join us late. She texted me. I thought Susan was going to be here, Carrie, Maggie, and Shannon. Okay, is there, I'm assuming no public comment?
No, there was nothing that was submitted.
All right, we'll skip to the commission reports. Beth, anything to report out?
And it's communications related, which we'll talk about later.
Sounds good, Jeff.
I don't know if we want to cover it here, but the only item was going to be on card and the text be prepared.
Why don't we punt that down to other business? And since Beth usually always goes last and has the least amount of time, we'll let her go first on this. I will report out that myself, Trustee Gillis, and President Ducey still continue to attend the monthly Greentown meetings. Today there was one. These are monthly 90-minute meetings planning for Greentown events to happen next year. And I believe June of next year, I think actually June 27th of next year, obviously I'll confirm that, you know, well in advance, but that's when the event is expected to take place. It involves really Oak Park, River Forest, and then the Proviso, the Proviso School District area of like Melrose Park, I'm just drawing a blank now on the surrounding communities that are involved in that. But it's a very well represented group. No details on the event yet. That's kind of like part of the what we're leading up to now. Like right now we're building who we're going to go after for sponsorships. We'll kind of build the sponsorship money, and that will drive a lot of like what the content will be. In the past, this has been a big event with keynote speakers. I think like Robert Kennedy like spoke a couple years ago, like, you know, things like that. Hey, Susan. And then there's lots of content and education and events around it. So that'll start to kind of pan out as we continue with these meetings, make progress on it. So we are well represented in those meetings with the three of us. Worries on that.
What is the goal of that event?
So the goal of the event of Greentown, which is a national program, is to bring awareness on sustainability to local communities by having a local event that would be well attended and would have content that would appeal to a broad base of the communities that are involved. Okay, Susan, sorry to put you on the spot, but do you have any commissioner reports? If not, we can. All right, cool. Take your time there. We're good.
I did not. The only thing I have a question. So I noticed when the compost picks up the leaf collection, it goes in the same truck as the compost.
Oh, yeah.
So doesn't that mean people could be composting in the leaf collection bag?
And I can verify that with LRS, but I believe.
So we should be advertising that. I mean, just they go down the street, they throw the lawn waste in, they throw that. So it's like, you know, even if you don't do it every week, if you're a composter. So that was just my. Oh, so sorry.
I will verify as much with that.
Okay. So that was my query for the week. Thinking on. Oh, no, I did want to comment on one other thing. So I was on a email chain from the Lemonade. Does Jeff, do you know what Lemonade is? Do you know what Lemonade is? Yeah. Okay. this fundraiser. And so and I don't know if this fully explains it, but it used to be Katie Brennan's block. So there's a lot of attention there on sustainability issues. I don't think that's the only reason, but... So in the course of this, they realized that the cups that they had purchased, especially which were compostable, are no longer being composted by LRS. And so that seems to be information that we need to get out there because people pay extra money to buy things that are compostable. And basically they said that the heat in the machines that they use are not high enough to, hot enough to compost the compostable, you know, silverware and everything. So we should let people... You know, as part of our other thing about yes, compost and lawn bags, no more compostable, so people aren't going to that. And so I was going to suggest we were invited during the process to go and visit the plant, and I'd be up for it. I don't know if anybody else would like to go.
Definitely down with that.
Yeah, but it would be nice to go there and just get the real ins and outs because I feel like there's a lot of confusion. There's a little bit of change, and I think there's a lot of room for education. I've been asked to come speak to one of the Dominican classes about it, so it would just be nice to be informed and just know exactly what, you know, what's what. If people are making the effort, you want to make sure it's not for naught.
We should set something up so we can work on that. I'm sure they would. It would be great if we just got like a posse together from the commission and put it over there.
But now on the open meeting acts, can't there only be two people? Or do we just not talk to
each
other?
Is it technically? Is a field trip a meeting? I'm not sure. Okay. We wouldn't talk business.
All right. But trash is our business, Eric. It is our business.
But we won't talk about it.
Okay. But maybe we could bring Katie Brennan along, so one of the trustees, or Lisa or somebody, so one of the trustees.
That'd be great. They probably both want to come.
But you and I can go. We can have two people.
Hey,
we just won't talk, Eric. We just won't talk.
No, it'll be a very awkward car ride, actually. All right. Thank you, Susan. All right. Communications. Beth.
So I realized, I guess, is there any way that what I show on my computer can be shown there, or if I...
You can join the Zoom meeting.
You have the agenda on your computer. You can join the Zoom meeting, and then I can let you share your screen.
Okay. Well, yes, you can also pass this document around, but I have clickable links. So while I'm... So for Seth's benefit, did you talk at all to Jeff and Seth, or am I starting from?
You're starting from.
Okay. All right. So first, let me start by saying that the Sustainability Commission, you know, grateful that we village runs, first of all, monthly and the weekly. From, but, you know, it's certainly like a spot every month and, you know, a spot in all of the weeklies. And I guess I, Seth, have been sort of the communications lead for a while, and Eric and I are working in Susan's about how to have a process that is kind of divides the labor in a way that is as streamlined as possible for everybody, including Village. Your predecessor was, you know, really... be able to do that with you. And what I'm passing around is kind of, it's a discussion of the process mostly as it has been working, but with a few things in there that might be considered, you know, adjustments. And so, of course,
you want to email it to me?
I stole my better computer. Right before this meeting, we had a computer class.
And you lost.
I lost. You forward it to Jeff?
Yeah.
So basically, the gist of the document is that the Sustainability Commission produces
message, you know, minutia of that is what we're going to do in a few minutes here is go through the process we usually meeting where we look ahead a little bit and say, okay, you know, what are the topics that we have coming up, who's going to write it, etc. Then what I am trying to streamline is sort of there's a little bit of churn that goes on where people don't remember what I signed up to do and when did you say it is due, and sometimes there are adjustments in the we're responsible for providing meetings when we sort of fill in this Google Doc. Let me know when you have it.
I have it now. I'm trying to share through Zoom.
Click on the thing that says editorial cat. Not an attachment, it's a link to a Google Doc. So within that little description. And Seth, this is all on like shared Google Drive that the village set up, so I assume you've got.
Sarah left us a very handy document when she left.
Okay. Okay, so this is under the sort of procedure thing, and I guess we could just sort of do what we need to do tonight as well in here is fill it out. And then my idea, Seth, is that I'll do this tomorrow. I can set up like kind of a template message if you like. But my idea is that kind of reminder message after every from you, and it could be a pretty standardized message, right? Because it would be like, here's the link. Go in there if you can't remember what you do. And here's a reminder of the submission guidelines, because everybody keeps asking me now, how many words was it for the weekly and how many words was it for the monthly, you know.
What each person has.
Exactly.
The weekly.
Right.
What the top.
Exactly. Because, you know, you guys are taking the minutes for the meeting anyway. And if you have the wherewithal to actually list it out in email, that's great. But I'm trying to reduce your and say, if we record in here, you know, who's writing it by what date. Your message is just kind of, it can be generic. We also aren't usually supposed to send to all the commissioners, but it's.
I want to interject for AJ, who is a potential student commissioner. So what we're talking about is it's actually really great. We have the opportunity every week to have like a little blurb in the village newsletter that goes out via email. Like a small thing, and then every month in the big village newsletter, which is like the multi-page one, we get the space for a whole story. So it's really cool because we can, you know, throughout the entire year, really get our messaging across on what's going on from a sustainability standpoint, you know, things that people might not know and that they could take advantage of, stuff like that. And right now, Beth manages the whole thing, which is super overwhelming, so we're trying to kind of get better organized around it. Sorry.
That's okay. Maybe a writer in the future. You know, Seth, as you get into it, I'm totally open to, you know, your suggestion. I thought if we could at least, you know, record everything in here. And also, we need you to sort of reaffirm when you want the deadline. Sarah always said 8 a.m. Monday for the newsletters. Monthly newsletter deadline has been floating, which makes it harder for people to remember. At one point, she said second Mondays, but it doesn't seem to be second Mondays anymore. And sometimes there's these reminders that come from Elijah with these other random dates, which make it harder. I guess for us, it's probably predictability plus that sort of flexibility when somebody gets sick or whatever, right? Like the one that's due this Friday for October. If there's wiggle room to turn it in on Monday instead, that would really help us out. So you guys control the deadlines. You know what wiggle room you have, right? So I want you to kind of have that all over it. And so if you send the message, then you can remind the deadlines or anything. And then the, you know, I think as commissioners, we're also responsible for making a note of that in our personal calendar. The other thing is when, basically, we divide the writing up among the commissioners. When they submit the content, Sarah was great and always kind of, and we recognize the village has final editorial control, and I know, Jeff, you fixed some things, you know, for us with the dates, because you guys are closest, right? So I would say that editing falls to you guys, and then there's another Google Doc, which is the other link in the email, that is a running document with the content. Not the editorial calendar, but the, that one, yeah, these newsletters. This was also Sarah's idea, is to put everything in one big, long-running document, because what we're hoping is that in future years, if we want to repeat some entries, that we can go back to that as a base. And it was her idea to have one long-running document. I think if you scroll down, it'll keep going, right, Jeff? And just be able to, like, if we are looking for the entry that we wrote on bike to school or something, you would just use the little find function, it would jump. So I think what I'd like to suggest is that you guys, when you finalize it, you populate, right? Because it's been hard for me to get the commissioners to populate that, because it's easier for them to just email it, and then it changes anyway on your end. So the final one goes in there. Recently, I think some of the photos started getting in here, which I actually think is probably better too. Sarah started out by creating like a separate images folder, but I think it's better to just put it all in one place, because if you want to look for something in the future, you don't want to have to go over to another place and look for the image.
Utilizes a similar kind of document for our like
update. Cool.
So it's very, which is why Sarah and Sarah set that up
Excellent.
Too. So I think that makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Yeah, so it's pretty well populated this year, but there are probably some things that aren't like 100%. The other thing that Sarah usually did was the images. Like if the commissioners are writing a story where they take an original image, like Jeff did a nice step about a solar installation and he took an original own photo. But otherwise, Sarah seemed to have access of.
And she left me the information for how to.
Excellent. Or else the commissioner might sort of say, like, well, could you find a stock image of this or such, because it would be, you know, up to you guys to make sure. That so that, I guess, that's kind of like on the commission end, and, you know, we'll probably have to have, like, new commissioners coming in, but I think I'm trying to make the communication lead a role that is more manageable so that people won't be intimidated about taking it over. Because I think as a commission, my proposal is that it be like a one-year rotating thing so that there's continuity for a period of time for village staff to contact. But I know Susan suggested the idea of lead, which is not a bad idea if somebody's on vacation or sick, you know, you kind of back up. But I think it's important maybe to step and, you know, if there's 48 things to write up and there's 5 to 7 commissioners who write stuff, I don't know, roughly, I said approximately 7. We can talk about, like, writing it up by content area so that it's more interesting and manageable for each commissioner. Potentially. So I think.
Well, I want to mention that Ellie is on the Zoom call, so she has
good.
Joined the.
Hi, Ellie.
In the conversation. Ellie.
Hello. I'm so sorry for being late.
Sorry. I know you can't see us, but. So.
We can't.
Is everyone there?
No. It's Susan, Beth, Jeff. This is Eric. And then we have Seth. And we have Jeff.
Nice. Well, hello, everyone.
No, I mean, I think this is a good idea. I don't mind, you know, like the wingman thing either, just that, you know, because over a year there's going to be times that we're on vacation or something's going to be going on. But there's got to be like some point person that agree with that, and then we need to fill in that that position.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing it roughly since last October, but I said to Eric that, you know, if we kind of agree on this process and the idea that I think it's easier to make it a calendar year term, so I'd be willing to out to the end of the year if we kind of agree that we're
and
gonna
you could,
kind
you could
of
start
recruit somebody in the meantime.
Yeah, and you could start working with that person so that
yeah.
they could take over on January 1st.
Right.
Back on this, Susan, I know you guys already talked, so.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, I think it makes sense.
I'm glad you turned your mic on for that.
The more we have it in front of us, and you know, the less time we have to spend about it and doing it.
Right. Yeah, it's such. It ends up being quite a thing every week, really.
Well, as I said to Eric, I feel like it's not even necessarily that it's so much time, but there's something about the fact that it's not very streamlined. I always feel like I'm playing catch up with it. So if we can get a streamlined process, then I don't think it has to be that onerous. But what do you, from the village staff point of view, Jeff, Seth, what do you think?
I think that makes sense. Through and just sort of
yeah
BCC
right
out the
okay
reminder of who's got what.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, that'd be super if you're willing to do that tonight. So then let's go back to the editorial calendar and now fill in the who's going to write what. And
we're missing a lot of commissioners,
and actually so. You know, like usually I'm sitting here in the meeting trying to type into it, but if you consider it kind of part of the meeting minutes and you're willing to sort of do that because then you're familiar with it, yeah, you know, I'd be thrilled with that, but don't want to close either. So let's just talk about what we have coming up. So I just submitted the one for this week, which hopefully you both got. Right, Jeff, because I think I had some questions.
Yes,
in
and
there.
I know. Yes, I know. I owe you a response, and I'm much delayed on that. I was going back and forth with LRS today
okay.
about their mailer and trying to concrete some of the dates. So those are coming up, which is why I was hammering them to get that
okay.
stuff worked out. So I think we're at a point where we've got some date confirmations,
okay.
and we're hoping that the mailer will go out maybe even later this week. So I should have a response back to you tomorrow where we can confirm all that stuff, and we've already changed some dates on our website earlier today. So
and they needed to put the actual link for the household hazardous waste pickup on their site because it's not there yet.
It is.
Oh, it is
it,
now?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
That was one of my
okay.
back and forth with them
okay.
with them today.
So this is a perfect example of where like I've kind of provided the base of the content, but I don't feel like you guys can finalize it and put it in, right? I mean, I appreciate a response back, but I think that's where we turn the editorial control over so you don't really need to be like, oh, I'm checking back with Beth to see if this is, you guys have the information, you know what we're trying to do. Okay, so that one is done. Now we do have a number that need to be filled in. We need a write-up for next week. I guess, I don't know if you can make that any bigger for people to see, but the week of the 19th, the week of the 26th, and now we need somebody to take over Carrie's writing of the Leave the Leaves for the October monthly because she has unexpected personal issues.
So do we did something last year on Leave the Leaves.
You know, see,
that?
This is the thing, is I was looking for it and I cannot find it, right? And so this is an example where this year when we capture all of that, then we'll be able to go back and find it.
And if it's
okay. To get somebody started.
Yep.
That would
yeah.
be great. I mean, because it would have been September or October.
You think it
year.
Was in the monthly? Yeah.
But let's check the monthly.
I mean,
that's the easiest.
I looked in our sort of content folder. There's some stuff from 2021, but I checked all of those. They were individual entries, and they're not in there. I guess if you have the full library of all the, you know, e-newsletters that you've published and way of checking back in those months.
Just for clarification, what was that topic?
Leave the leaves. So it's
gotcha.
In the fall to sort of say, instead of raking everything up, that it's okay to leave some of them. Do you
if
remember?
If you can't find anything, Seth, I can write something on that.
So
that's the week of 9/19?
No, that's the October monthly. Do you see it says leave the leaves?
Gotcha.
Carrie,
gotcha.
Do
okay.
9/19.
So, I have emails from September 15th of last year. where Lisa was, you know, Lisa was talking about that we're going to do the leave the leaves messaging, that the copy is on Google Drive.
Yeah, I just couldn't find it. I did
just
look.
Search leaves if that's this document.
Yeah, it's not in the 2022 document.
Also check, so just as I said, we have our running kind of summarization of all of our updates.
Yeah.
It might have made its way into.
Okay,
well,
so that would be great. And then, you know, Susan, the stated deadline for that was this Friday, but I don't know if you can do it by then or if you guys can say, you know what, because of the circumstances, you can have till Monday. When
we can talk to Matt, Matt Walsh in our office, who kind of controls.
So this is why it's perfect then that you're the one who's going to then say, okay, I talked to Matt, you can have until whatever date, right?
Established. Find that information.
Yes.
Send that out.
Okay, so you can change that to say due date TBD or something like that.
Yeah.
So that takes care of the monthly. So usually the way I do this is actually I do the monthly ones first. So Charlotte said she was going to write the one about Little Bits Workshop for November, but she went off to college. And I think, Ellie, at one point you were interested or willing, and then Charlotte said she was going to, but since she's not here anymore, are you interested? Or willing to take that on for the November monthly, and it would be due sometime in mid-October?
Yeah, for sure. I don't really know that much about Little Bits, but I could definitely do it.
I actually work there, so you can ask me anything you want.
I knew that, actually.
Okay, so let's put in Ellie, and then the due date, and I don't know if you want to stick to your second Mondays or something else, but whatever you want that to be. It is, but that's usually due like the middle of the previous month, right? It had been second Mondays.
Ellie, if you want to, you can interview me.
Okay.
All
actually,
information you need. I just don't think it should be coming from me because it would sound self-serving.
Yeah. I'll try to do Little Bits justice.
I'm on the way back machine here. I have an October 2020 Leave the Leaves article from the old newsletter. It's a short one though, but it has a link to a longer one.
Could you send it to me and I'll
absolutely
work off of that.
So, Seth, are you going to let Ellie know tomorrow what her deadline is? Or?
Yeah, so I'll check with, Matt.
And what's the word count, Beth?
Seth is going to send
all of that
tomorrow.
Yeah, we can package all of that together.
Oh.
Ellie,
it's 200 to 300.
I was going to start as soon as I got back.
200 to 350.
You can start. Just don't go too far.
200 to 250?
200 to 350.
That 350. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Ellie, can you see? I just want to make sure you can see this kind of spreadsheet.
Yeah, I can.
Okay, perfect.
So then, does anybody have an idea for the December monthly? Because I usually do try to push it out a little bit. We could wait till next month to talk about it, but sometimes it's nice for someone to.
A lot of people are talking about fast fashion right now, and since people make a lot of purchases in December, I don't know if that's something. You know, just the disposable clothes that are starting to dominate the store.
You know, there's a lot of holiday things you could do, like
something more cheery.
Well, no, I mean that's good.
Or like maybe something broader, like sustainable holiday practices. Didn't
you
do something like
I
that?
I think
last
there
year?
Are previous write-ups about sort of sustainable gift giving.
Yeah.
I'm not sure somebody's driving the document over there. You want to put in like sustainable gift giving?
River Forest Sustainable Commission's annual gift guide.
Yeah, and I feel like there is something. If we put that in as the topic, and
let's not try to look for that tonight because I want to move to the weekly things, but I feel like there is something, some pre-existing content on that. Would you be interested or willing to take that on? It's a couple months away. It wouldn't be due till mid-November.
Yeah, I'm happy to help. I don't know if...
I can help with that. I think about it a lot.
Yeah, the gift...
Yeah.
This is probably not my forte.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then are you saying you'll take it on?
We can work on it. What if we work on it together? Because they think about it a lot, it'd be good to send it to somebody who doesn't think about it at all and then make it more accessible, you know, so...
Yeah.
Great.
To collaborate.
Yeah. We'll put sustainable gift giving and Susan and now let's back up to our immediate things is the next, I would say the next 2 weeks plus the week of October 10th because we won't meet again until. So this is the other thing where if we could, we said a few months ago that we were going to do a series on waste. And so for like 3 months, I knew there would be something on waste. But now we will have passed the pickup date. So I feel like, you know, we should do something else. And we kind of did a series on community solar. I don't know if you feel like there's still, you know, we said that the idea was to educate about a different angle. Because there is a lot to say
right.
Besides just sign up, right?
No, we were trying to.
Right.
Yeah, it would be great to do it every, like, you know, second or third month. So it's now, right? When's the last one I did?
August. I actually did do one at the, I think, somewhere.
In
I did
July.
August.
I think there was something in July.
I mean, there's August. It's right on.
Yeah,
my
calendar
August,
for
okay.
July and August is not
okay.
accurate
was it
on
July?
Here.
I mean,
maybe it was August.
It was not that long ago, I guess. So, yeah, let's do another one. We'll do another one.
You'll come up with another angle on community solar. So
yeah.
Can you do that for next week? It would be due at 8 a.m. next Monday.
All right. You know how good I am with deadlines. So
so that would be the week of 9/19 there, if you change that to community solar and put Eric's name next to that. And then we need, I don't know, let's see, it for the week of September 26th. I suppose an easy one would be if we just want to publicize the River Forest tree trails again. You know, it's a self-guided activity. Seth, I don't know if you've had a chance to look at it, but Ellie helped to create it, and fall's always a great time to do it. The first year we had kind of like a prize and that sort of thing, but that's probably an easy one to slot in there. So you could put River Forest tree trails, and you can put my name because that would be pretty easy for me. And just reminding people it's something they can do while the leaves are pretty outside. And then we need one more for the week of October 10th. The week of October 17th, this thing about the NICOR rebate programs, that was somehow pre-populated from, I think some of these are copies of things from last year. So
we do a...
Sorry, do you want me to take that out? Is that what you're saying?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
But actually, in those September things, can you put the dates back in the week of so that when we go back to look at it, we can see?
On the leaves, am I writing both a short one and a long one?
It's just a long one.
Just okay, so that first one, it's in the first box in October?
Correct. That's the monthly.
That's the monthly. Okay.
And, you know, somebody may have a better idea of how to do this spreadsheet, but this is just the way it is right now. And there's a tab
right.
for 2021, which is what Lisa did. So so were you going to suggest a topic for October?
I was thinking that we could start teasing Greentown, but that's a ways away.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
Is your initial questions on the composting, were you thinking of doing, like, that kind of thinking of a refresher
oh.
to –
no, but
tell people in some
yeah,
like
be
this,
a good.
Like,
I think it'd be a good opportunity to if we can get
like
the
what,
if we can get the answer to that. Yeah.
So I didn't quite understand. Are you saying people are putting their composting in with the leaves? I'm confused.
No, I'm saying so. Some people have compost
yeah.
bins
yeah.
and they put both yard waste and compost
yeah.
in special bags, and other people have bags that say lawn waste, but they all go in the same truck. So it struck me that you must be able to put compost into the lawn, but we've never really advertised that.
Compost into the lawn
I'm,
bags,
I'm,
you mean?
My guess is LRS is going to discourage that just from like a, because I know it, like the stuff, my compost would go right through that in like a
day. There are bags. There are compostable bags that you can put it in.
Oh, so in that you put a compostable
bag. Yeah, so you put in a compost. Most people that have bins do it anyway. So you put in a compostable bag, you tie it up. You can even dig a little hole in your yard waste and put it in the middle so you don't have ooey gooey stuff.
Cool.
So it's just an additional composting opportunity since we're trying to get the word out.
Right. Well, either way, I would say something on the topic of composting is probably timely, because also when does it switch over to the once a week pickup? Is that not till December?
December, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
I don't think it's that late.
I think it's November. I can look it up.
It's always like whenever it's like the last leaf pickup.
Well, so, you know, we could either do something on compost the week of October 10th or this Conserve Energy and Save Money, the NICOR rebate program. I actually don't really know much about that program. Is that still ongoing? We could wait to do the composting a little later when it's getting close to the time to remind people.
I think
people.
Both the ComEd and the NICOR, is it? And the NICOR ones are ongoing. Set up, I just looked at their website.
There were a bunch of programs,
right.
But I don't think any of
them have much. It starts in December being biweekly.
Oh, it's a ways away. Okay. Well, still, you know, if something is written about it, because it's also good. I want the communications, I guess, to drive towards goals, right? Changes in behavior. And the new composting cart thing was introduced in the spring, and I know there was a big spike in sign-up right then, but it's fallen lower on the radar. So this write-up could just sort of remind people again about the opportunity to sign up at the different prices, you know, share any new information about.
We should throw a SoulSmart one in, because by October we'll be, at least we'll know if we're getting solar designation, and we can have an opportunity to talk about solar, residential solar.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe that 1024 or 1017, I guess.
We'll take one of those, Jeff and I.
Okay. So when do you think you'll know? You know.
I think either way we can do a blurb, even if we just, it's all going to be the same messaging.
Okay, so SoulSmart for the week of 1024, or I would say those are both energy-related topics, right? So if
one before.
No, it's fine, but I'm just saying it would be
composting in the middle,
or just move the SoulSmart one.
Which one is the easiest one to write for the week of 1010? So
who's writing the Conserve Energy and Save Money?
I think I was going to do that.
You'll do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's.
We recently got something on that. Do you?
I know. That's what I was like racking my brain. I'll just go look.
I think I can find it. I'll forward it to you.
We did the ComEd Home Energy Assessment recently, I feel like. So Susan, would you be willing to do the composting one? And if you need a little break between writing, then I think Eric's saying he could probably move the energy one up and you could.
I think I'm going to be out of the country then, so I'm not going to be able to do that.
So if we move it later, move
how,
the composting.
How late?
Well, when will you be back?
Depends.
You could also just write at any time, right?
Yeah,
I mean.
But I'm also writing the.
Well, you're doing the leave the leaves.
The leaves and the gift and the. I think I'm going to pass on this one.
Okay.
Well, we need to wait. We need some feedback on the compost.
Well, also, by the way, guys, there's three missing commissioners. Like,
right.
You know, like the four of us don't need to take everything. Delegate.
Okay. If you think one of those three commissioners can do it,
we'll ask for a volunteer.
All right. Perfect.
Okay. Yeah, but I would say, why don't you put the NICOR one in the week of 1010, because you're here tonight and you know you can write it, and move the composting one to the week of 1017, because then we still have like the next commission meeting. I think that takes us in good shape for talking about it again at the next meeting.
So at the next meeting, should we make it a goal to the volunteer to take next year's vacation?
Sure, yeah. That would be great. Well, thank you so much. This is the fact that you're kind of taking over, like sending the reminders out is huge. So I appreciate that.
Little wins on this one. Thank you, Beth. And thanks for, as always, doing all of this.
Well, and, you know, like I said, feel free to improve the format or, you know, make it easier to indicate the dates. But people should now be able to just go and look there if they can't remember.
When I mentioned the webpage.
Yeah, we should talk about the webpage. So, let's see. Do you have handy the link draft webpage that's in one of Sarah's emails?
If not, I can.
You want to look for the ComEd Energy Efficiency Report? It was sent by Sarah on May 19th. May 19th of this year.
May 19th.
May, yeah. And if you can't find it, let me know. Oh, you know what? It wasn't sent to you. Maybe it was. I'll forward mine.
Well, if you send it to Jeff, then he'll be able to.
Jeff, did you send that to me?
I have it right in front of me if you need it.
You tell me.
Yeah, so that's it.
So, Beth, I think our goal with this, Susan and I talked about it, is sort of by the end of the year to have it, like, up, replacing. If we can get some of it up before then, it would be great, but we want to be, you know, we know you're coming in new, and we have, this is the general structure of it, but we've got to kind of go behind the scenes and, you know, update and populate some of the content. I think on my short list is I want to rewrite that little paragraph at the top, which I don't think is quite right, but the general idea was that chart was supposed to be sort of seasonal things, and there's probably a little more things on it than really need to be there. Like, to me, the chart was supposed to be things that were actually tied to certain days. Oh, hey, if you click on sustainable holidays, I think there's like a whole write-up there. So we might just be able to steal that for our monthly newsletter.
There it is.
I knew it was there somewhere.
So he said leave the leader up there, too. So.
But I don't know if I would actually have that on there. Like, I think we tried to populate.
That's the copy that I sent you, Susan. Believe the leave stuff. That's exactly what was in that one newsletter.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I think my idea with the chart, and
I'll
would love some feedback from everybody, is that the chart would be things that are actually date-specific, right, that are sort of announcements of upcoming events. So that would be the One Earth Film Festival, the Bicycle Exchange that the schools are running. I mean, Earth Day is an actual date. The Pumpkin Smash is an actual date. The Holiday Lights Tree Recycling, it's not exactly an actual date, but it is something you can only do at a certain time of year, right? I don't think things like the Home Energy Efficiency Audit belong on there because you can actually do that anytime. It means that it's not even, right? Like, I think maybe Sarah sort of populated it to so you'd have, like, three things under each season. But I would love some feedback. What do people think? Do we limit it to things that are date specific?
Yeah, I think this is awkward.
What is awkward?
You're talking about the chart right now? Is that what you're asking for feedback on?
The chart? Yeah, I'm asking for feedback on the chart.
Yeah.
Like, there's supposed to be a heading that this is where I need to edit it a little bit, that opening paragraph would sort of say, you know, your guide to sustainable living, there are sort of seasonal sustainability things, and there would be like a heading over that table, and then it would be like sustainability year round, there would be a heading over those other five categories. And if that's the idea, then the chart should really only have things that are date specific because I guess the difficulty with some of those date specific things was like, well, where do we put the One Earth Film Festival? Is that under how to reduce your carbon footprint? Is that under waste? Is it didn't really fit. Right. So I do like the idea of having certain things that are date specific. And I suppose, yeah, I guess I'm suggesting that we reduce the things in that chart, even though it's going to mean that you won't have an even number of things under each season.
Well, instead of having a chart, it could be more like a rotating, like upcoming events kind of thing where we just say what's coming up and then we don't have to feel like it needs to be balanced between.
That's a good idea.
So when One Earth is coming up, we just start letting people know a month out. And then
that's a good idea.
That one little piece gets changed and stays relevant.
So it's upcoming events, and then we have some other header over those five categories. It's just sort of like whatever.
I like that idea.
Okay. So those other things, we would sort of keep the content somewhere, right? So when it was time to pop it up, we wouldn't need to write it. It would just be there. Okay, great solution.
There's a lot in the spring and there's not much in the winter.
Yeah, great idea. Okay, so I'll slightly rewrite that opening paragraph. And then for the other categories, I know I'm doing a lot of talking. Susan, do you want to talk about what we discussed about how to divvy up getting the content populated? If you can just sort of scroll down a little bit. So there's five categories, but there's really four substantive categories. The how River Forest is making a difference will be fairly static once we...
Yeah, we were hoping that one commissioner or maybe teaming up with somebody else could take responsibility, at least for starting out the content on each one of these things. Is there anything else to say about that?
Yeah, I mean, if you click on one of those, basically they're sort of semi-populated. It's a lot of the content from the existing site, which is just this massive scrolling thing, you know. So we need to divvy it up and go through and, you know, make sure that the content is current or just streamline it, you know. So what we thought, Eric, is if, again, we're missing some people here tonight, but if we could kind of divvy it up or, I don't know, another thought I would have just to get it going is, this is a pretty comprehensive outline of what we wish to be on there eventually, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if we can take it in chunks and say, okay, let's just get like the less is more, right? Let's get some basic information up so that we can convert the organization of the website to this format. And then we could always either say, you know, watch this space for content to come or something if we want to keep the heading, mm-hmm. or we can just add to it over time.
I know we didn't talk about this on the phone, but I wasn't looking at it visually, so I had another idea, which is that, you know, we sort of all naturally know things about different ones of these, so I wonder if there's a way that we could all, you know, if we created a document and we could all put in sort of what we know without even digging very deep, because it'd be sort of a shame to have somebody that doesn't know anything about something be flailing around, and there's another commissioner that knows a tremendous amount. So I'm not exactly sure how that could work, but, you know, sort of put it on and then maybe we could assign it and then we fill in the gaps on what, you know, what nobody really organically knew anything about.
Maybe. I don't know. That feels like a good idea, but one that could get really bogged down.
Complicated. It could be a short period of time. It could be like you have 1 month and, you know, put in what you know and then...
Uh-huh.
At the next meeting.
Is this back-end webpage something that commissioners can be given access to if we want people to just, like, type stuff in?
I think you gave us access.
I was going to say, I thought some of you had access.
Yeah, he
gave to edit it, though, access. To view it.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we'd have to pull the
document.
Content out into, like, a Google Doc.
Or you can just copy it into a Word doc and then you fill in what you know and you send it into the staff. And
that's what we kind of did with the original website.
Yeah. Because if we're all mucking around in there, it is going to be a mess.
Then the whoever was in charge of it at the village for us.
Okay. Oh, that's fine. Yeah, I agree. We don't need to
we don't have to have access to the back end. No. If I were you, I wouldn't want to give it to them.
No, no. Because then
not even all the employees have access to
no.
it.
So. Well, then we'd be changing each other's content, yeah. and that would be a mess.
Right. Okay. So how do we break this into chunks to get to sort of like,
Why don't we take 1 month and have people just write down what they know without being exhaustive, and then we'll put that in, and then we'll see where the holes lie, and then at the next meeting we'll decide. We'll divide that up.
Okay.
So what here, like I'm unclear on what of those categories.
The blue boxes?
Ones on the bottom, right? These.
Yeah.
We have copy on already, or we don't have copy
on already?
Well,
if you click on it, you'll see that there is copy, but it needs to be reviewed, right?
Okay.
It needs to be updated. It needs to be streamlined.
There are some placeholders here where we've just got text,
obviously yeah.
implying that something needs to be updated.
Yeah.
This one, for instance, looks like it's fairly
yeah.
populated,
pretty
but for those two little sections.
Okay, but
yeah.
that answers
my
question, though.
It also needs
though,
to be, I feel like somebody needs to look at it with some thought organization, right? Like, is it being organized, like, alphabetically, or I don't know. It to me, I don't want to just, like, go through this thing, right? And I don't want to just, I don't know.
I mean, what you guys are saying makes sense. It's just to divvy it up and give guidelines to the people who are not in this conversation. Right, like, what, you know, your mission here is to look at the existing copy, you know, review it for readability. Does stuff need to come out? Does stuff need to be added? We're not worrying about formatting, right? That's like,
I guess. I feel like it's a lot to ask everybody to look at all of it.
No, I like
wait,
to divvy it up.
I'm not saying everybody looks at all of it. I'm saying if you know a lot about one of these things
uh-huh.
that just has a placeholder, then just –
right,
okay.
Like
just look at it and fill it in. I'm not saying everybody has to do everything.
No,
divide
and conquer. I'm with you on that. Like,
yeah.
okay.
Like, I would take how to conserve and manage water. Like, canopies, really. But, like, you know what I mean? Like,
uh-huh.
I think people can.
Would it help if staff went through and, like, kind of if we drilled down and, like, dove into each one of these blue buttons,
uh-huh.
if you will, and said, okay, we've got, you know, check for leaks. We need text here. And just kind of created an outline and kind of, if Seth's going to email you all tomorrow, if we just kicked out an outline that said, here are the topics
here's
that need to be
need.
Populated, and then you
yeah.
all can kind of pick and choose off of that what,
yeah.
what
you still
want.
You still want people to look over the existing copy also with both.
Yeah, I mean, sure, that would be great. You know,
but I think as a first step, we have a lot of copy on some things, and we have almost sometimes none. So why not start with the holes?
So
and
I think that's what Jeff is suggesting.
That's what he just
Seth
said.
Can
so put together. This is what we need something on.
Then we can circle back to
yeah,
what's
populated,
right?
Put
yeah.
it back in, and then we're probably going to have one person who goes through at the end and make sure everything is, you know, sort of done in a consistent way.
Well, in a consistent way. Right. If we all review
voice.
It, it's all going to be different.
Yeah, we're going to all be.
But
yeah, and I mean, I just feel like there's like a lot of text, and you know, there should be. Has like one paragraph basically, and if some of them are like five paragraphs long, they just need to be cut down. You know.
Totally agree. So does the suggestion of
like this one about ordering a rain barrel? There is no way that needs to be like five.
Right. There doesn't need to be 18 pages about ordering a rain barrel.
Right.
And by the way, there's
separate headings, both same.
Order rain
yeah,
barrel.
Yeah, that's
order,
right. That's
eight,
right.
Really trying to hammer it home.
There's different emphasis. Order rain barrel. Order a rain barrel. It makes sense to have two. Like I'm just trying to.
Like we got something there that says as of December 2016, the MWRD has discontinued the free rain barrel program. Like that's like what 6 years old. So somebody's got to go through with an editing.
It might be
eye,
back.
I
mean, it's 6 years. It might be back. Who knows?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're still selling them, but yeah, is it even worth saying they're not getting
it's just
giving away free ones anymore? Just
exactly.
Say they're selling them. Kind
right.
Of thing,
right? Okay.
I guess could I not to like set this whole conversation back, but I guess as the I guess I would kind of view, and I don't know if everyone's on the same page, but the purpose is being kind of to like find resources
yeah.
locally, right? Like if you want to do something generally, you'll probably search Google and it'll find it a lot better than like, you won't be like, oh, I need to, the village website's just like a comprehensive resource for everything I need to do with my house. So, like, it probably can be pretty succinct, I would think, to be like, is this the right link to, even if it's like another village, if it's like the village composting website or it's.
Yeah, just to reinvent the wheel. There's so much good content out there.
Yeah. That's why I was picturing like the pretty minimal, like,
yeah,
just sort of like this program exists and you should know about it and here's how to find out about it.
But it's good to have one place where you look and say, like, okay, you know, because people always say to me, what can I do? What can I do? And then you say, okay, well, go to this page. This tells you what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
So if this is a big part of the conversation, because if we want this to be sustainable, then we will reduce the amount of reliance this has on us. Where if for how to conserve water, this points to the Department of Energy's water, you know, who have put $1 million under their website, constantly updated by a bunch of professionals. Like, it seems like we should minimize our content so that we don't have to constantly update this and rely on.
Yeah, I think the idea is once we do this, a lot of it is quote unquote evergreen, right? Like it's there. But I like Jeff's point about that it should emphasize things that are local, right? Like right now, you can't even get to the compost information from our website. You have to go to it from the sustainability page. You have to get to it from Public Works, right? And so those things that are very our village are the things that we should, right? Or even kind of regionally, like going to MOWRD is a regional. So I think that might help us, too, in terms of figuring out how to streamline the content. And I guess the things that are more general, yeah, you could find, you know, pick, like, the best link so that this is just a one-stop shopping for our residents, right? So this is a really good discussion, but this is what I mean about, like, when we think about the content, we have to have, this has to be clear, and we have to have kind of like an idea that, oh, every paragraph maybe it's going to have just two sentences why this is a good idea to the resource. Because when we first started this, I think, Susan, you pointed out that we're figuring people are going to the website already have some incentive. They're motivated already to look for information, and we made a decision that this piece of marketing kind of content was going to be more like in the e-newsletters where you're trying to doing stuff. A website should just be a really clean place to find the how-to.
Well, and kind of a hybrid between that is to have a short paragraph. So maybe have like 500 words, and that would be a way to make it standard. We say, this is how many words it is, 500 words.
Mm-hmm.
And then try your best to just get the best link you can, as local as possible. But, you know, if the best content on it is State of Maine, then send them to State of Maine, you know, if that's the best source.
Yeah, and I'm going to say it's probably way less than 500 words because those monthly e-newsletter things are 250 to 200 to 350. It's probably more like the e-newsletter blurbs, like maybe a little more than 100 words, maybe 150 to 200. It's like an at-a-glance paragraph on each of the things.
Good guideline to have. This is how many words, and, you know.
On each topic.
There might not be 150 words on some of these topics, but at least it gets us in the ball field. And then. And then,
like,
if at all possible, the best link. Like, one of those up there was the Repair Cafe, which a lot of people don't know about. It's in Oak Park.
Yeah, that's
and,
the perfect kind of thing to put on here.
But I think we do need to have a little bit of motivation just to get people to make the effort of hitting that link. So, you know, sort of lay it out.
Sure.
And then
so
be like, okay, yeah, I'd like to know more about that. We don't have to tell them all the, you know, the times and the dates and everything. If you're interested, then go there.
Right. So 100 to 200 words with a couple sentences on why this is a good idea, and then the rest is information on how to.
Okay, right. So let me try to summarize what we're saying.
Yes.
All right. I think this is what we're saying. Is we kind of break this into two phases. Phase one is that we're going to highlight places that we don't have content at all, and we're going to fill in those blanks, just divide and conquer amongst the commissioners, fill in those blanks, and then phase two is...
Hopefully by the next meeting.
Yeah, right. That'd be great, right, because it shouldn't be that difficult to fill in. And then phase two, which will be a little more difficult, we're basically going to have like a, you know, put together requirements, put together just kind of a quick style guide,
mm-hmm.
You know, 100 to 200 words, like links to best practice, you know, websites of, you know, whatever we want people to do. And we're going to have
again, divide it up, have people copy edit based on those requirements, and then someone's going to probably have to look it up and just to make sure.
Okay, so consistent. Between now and next month, the assignment is to respond to the holes that Seth identifies, as well as if anybody has time and wants to just, like, look and say, hey, these, you know, we, Susan and I tried to come up with all the right bullets, but maybe somebody will say, we should really, we're missing this or that, right? Or this other one isn't necessary. Okay. We are on our way.
Okay. Cool. Any other comments on this one? Very cool. Okay. Next on the agenda is other business. We were going to, Jeff was going to give a quick soul.
Then Ellie will also have an update.
Yeah, so I guess maybe not my update. I don't know if Seth or Jeff are, but the text amendment, I think allowing, which was sort of the biggest impediment to us getting silver designated smart as of yesterday passed. So
yay.
Yes, I'm happy to just some of the history. I think I told you we had talked about some, like, maybe a year ago or something. I had sort of like looked through the initial lists. We had kind of agreed to target silver at least as the next step. I talked through with Sarah about kind of, there's a couple different options to how we could get the points. Many of them, like, we had just already done, like, that. So I don't think it's too much of a lift, but I haven't personally. Sarah was managing kind of all the discussions with SoulSmart. So I'll kind of, I guess, let you guys know if it's helpful for me to follow up and kind of rehash kind of some of the discussions we had, or if you guys already kind of got that from Sarah, whatever
so
is helpful.
My impression in talking to Sarah was that this was the last hurdle, and once this got codified and become part of our ordinance, there's somebody who had reached out to me a month or so ago who asked if we had codified it yet. Somebody matched to SoulSmart. Nope, sorry, got pushed to this next meeting because I too was unaware that we had a so I'm of the impression that this was literally the last step. It gets codified, which staff is already dealing with because it got approved last night, and I codified and say codified. That's my understanding. Certainly, if something comes up in the next couple of weeks as that all takes place, if there's steps necessary or something like that, that's something we can report back in the meeting. But I don't think.
Yeah, that'd be great. I imagine Sarah was doing quite a bit, but
so that sounds great. The only thing I think we're going to have to do is we're going to have to provide them all the backup we had to do with bronze. So we're going to tell them we did it. They're probably going to send us a document, like an application. It's not difficult from what I remember. And then we have to attach to that proof of, you know, that we've said we've achieved in order to get the points. They review that backup. If they have any questions, I'm just reiterating what we had to do for bronze. If they have any questions or need additional backup, they contact us. That whole thing takes bronze, took a few weeks, and then we would be, you know, it's something still like.
Bear with me because I'm just looking.
Congratulations.
So this is from Sarah. Once the board approves and it is sent to the codifier, the silver designation can be resubmitted for consideration. Should not be an issue. See the memo I drafted already. there are enough points, and this is the only hang up. With this codification, the village is in a better position to achieve. To your point, Eric, that sounds like it's your understanding and what Sarah's writing here.
So what Jeff said, just let us know what we need to do.
And then I think maybe the only other open item on that, well, I think to get to gold, one was like permitting turnaround time, which I think is kind of a bigger question too, because we're
money.
Yeah, because not done in-house, and then the money too. I think we were, it was our intention to adopt some of the suggestions to either have a pass-through expense or a cap on the expense, but that we recognize that would budget and would probably have to be accounted for in a review of the zoning or the budget or both.
Sure.
So I don't recall the specific timing. It's like maybe...
Well, budget, I mean, budget... So, when do you start on the budgeting? So, I guess we...
CIP first, we get into budget.
CIP.
Sorry, capital improvement program. So, more project-based, but budget.
Okay, so you do CapEx first, and then you do budget. I guess we need to find out from trustees or from Kathy if... And I think the answer is yes on this. They want us to go for gold, because if they do, there's budget implications. Budget implications are, just so everybody knows, it's all outsourced. Like the inspection and all that stuff for solar is outsourced to a third party. So in order for us to achieve SolSmart Gold, we would have to like change our fee structure to like $100. Whether you're putting up a $25,000 solar array or you're putting up a $5,000.
What is it now?
Now it's just like construction, where it's a percent of, and it's actually a big problem. Like I know at least two local residents that were going to put up substantial solar arrays, and then when they saw how much they were going to have to pay in fees, they actually ditched it. Sucks. So this is like a worthwhile thing, but there's budget implications, because there's a real cost to the village. It's not a village employee.
I bet IRA money can be used for that.
It'd be interesting to see like if there's things we could do to offset, you know. But if we're paying a third party, you know, $485 for them to do an inspection, and we're only charging $100. Accommodated in
place. Is that something that can be done in-house?
No. So no. We're all good. There's, and it's the review too, not just the inspection. It's that the review is probably a bigger bill.
I know that Oak Park has gold, so I don't know.
It's $100 in Oak Park.
No, I'm saying, but
it's awesome.
So how are they doing it?
They've just put it in the budget, right? They know they're going to lose X amount of money, and so they've budgeted money to pay for those.
But between CEJA and the IRA, there must be money coming to municipalities to support this.
That's actually a good point to offset some of the budget.
Just as a reminder too, looking again, the thresholds to achieve various points are either you waive the fees, you cap it at 500, or you do a pass-through and you cost recovery and no revenue. So depending on which one of those you choose,
Can you explain the cost, the last one, the pass-through?
It's like if you're using a third party for inspections, like you're charging fees that just cover their cost.
Just exactly what it is.
This is what we do for like a commercial project when we outsource that review. If the reviewer sends us a bill for $485,
so that option is budget neutral.
Yeah, that's great, because then it's not – that's actually a great option, because then it is –
Well,
it's not budget neutral, though.
We can't get revenue
because
from
they're budgeting for. I mean, it can't be much, right? Like they're budgeting for.
They're making money off of people's.
Yeah, well, it's part of the budget. So there, either way, there's budget implications, but certainly that's way easier to sell if it's cost neutral.
I mean, can we start there?
And it's not like, I mean, there's only a couple solar arrays being put up a year, so.
Hopefully, there'll be more.
Hopefully, there's more.
That's the tricky part, though, too, is not knowing how much. Budget for and
but it'd be the same. But it'd be the same.
But
with
if you
like
do pass
construction
through,
fees, right? Like
if you do pass through, then you're just going to pass it through to whatever it is.
Certainly, with the pass-through, okay. It's a different story. If the village was taking a loss, so to speak, it's, you know, ahead of time, especially if we're trying to drum up support for it, how much more support we drum up for it, the more you kind of it's a big variable.
Yeah, I wouldn't hate the pass-through.
It's a good place to start.
Okay, should I start by asking President Ducey if they even like about this, because it's not worth going through the huge effort if the trustees and the president aren't interested. I suspect they are. But
well, since River Forest is a leader in sustainability, I'm pretty sure she's going to say yes.
Why don't I start there, Lee, so
we don't
jump through a bunch of hoops and find out that there's not an appetite for this. That was a great clarification, Jeff, because that gives us a lot more flexibility in what our options are.
Yeah, and you do. It's points, so like you might. We have to do kind of a review like we did last time to see where else we get points. Like, it might be that we have to do some other.
I assume you're not getting as many points.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's free.
But I would think there's a lot of options.
We start there, then we can figure out if any money's coming in to municipalities, and then maybe next year improve upon it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait, there's no reason we can't do better than SoulSmart.
Right.
All right, cool. Anything else on that, Jeff?
No, nothing here.
That's good stuff. Ellie, are you still with us?
Yep, I'm right here.
You had an update?
Yeah, I think, yes. Ellie, you were going to share where you've gotten with the idea of kind of an event where people would share their sustainability stories.
Yeah, so I spoke with the Environmental Club at OPRF. They've had two meetings so far this year, and I went to the second one. They meet on Wednesdays after school. And so I just kind of went in and talked to them about, like, the idea of, like, a conversation about sustainable practices, very casual, most likely in River Forest, but, like, asking if it was possible to host that at the school, if that's what was something that we wanted. And I'm also in the process of getting it in the OPRF newsletter.
Well, that's great, but how can you put it in the newsletter if you don't have a date yet or a description? What are you putting in the newsletter? Just are people interested in working on it?
No, I'm in the processes, and I've spoken with some people that I know on the who have the job of, like, writing up the newsletters, and I told them my ideas, and that I would, like, I kept a spot for
But I mean, what are you going to put in the newsletter? Do you have a date for the event?
Well, no, that's why I wanted to talk to you guys, because Beth, I wanted to see if this all sounded good to you.
Okay, so sorry, you're breaking up a little bit, Ellie, so we might have to ask you to repeat stuff. So did the club like the idea? Do they want to help organize it? Or?
Yeah, they definitely did.
So if the students are going to be like the driver on organizing it, did you talk about a date?
Well, I said that I think we discussed that it would likely be before November, right?
If we were going to do it this fall, then yes, before the holiday season. I guess it could be early November, but it needs more shape, right? Like, it needs a title and a description and a promotional plan before you can sort of put it in an e-newsletter. So I just wondered if the group had more time to assess it.
Yeah, the Environmental Club doesn't have anything to do with the newsletter. It would be promoted by them. But it would be it would be based on the Sustainability Committee.
Okay.
So since I only met with them last week, I did not get any, like, dates or anything involved, because you were the one with the idea, and I wasn't sure if I should do that, and in case, like, there's some reason that you didn't
do. Okay, well, maybe just to back up, I sort of forgot. I don't know how much Seth knows about it, but I introduced this idea a couple meetings ago that is looking for more of a three-dimensional way to communicate with people, you know, beyond the newsletters. And we had like a meeting where a couple people were just sharing stories of like, I tried this and it really didn't work out. And it felt very lively to me. And I thought it would be nice to create a sort of sense of personal connection where you're just around other people who are trying to do these things, very casual, informal kind of gathering. And so I think maybe what I hear you saying, Ellie, is that that club is like they would be willing to help publicize it, but the planning of it is still going to reside with this commission. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. So they like made it. They'll be able to host us if we want, but I wasn't sure because you had talked about keeping it River Forest centered because of the like we are the River Forest Sustainability Commission. So mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if you wanted to have it at the high school.
Okay. So I guess that's for this group to consider. You know, when I first thought of it, I was thinking of it as something that would be next to the library. Or, yes, I was thinking of it as being in River Forest. It didn't occur to me to host it at the high school. But now we have this apparent opportunity that they'd be willing to do it there. So, think if it's at the high school that
I think it's a great place to start. I mean, you can think of it as an incubator. So we started out with high school students who are more forgiving, and then we see how it goes, and then maybe we can host uh-huh. one at the library. But why not, just as a place to start? Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
you might get more students here if it was at the high school.
Yeah, Ellie, did you get the impression that they would that the high school students would attend it, the event, if we had it at the school?
The students on the environmental club would attend it. I don't know how many other students would.
Mhm. Mhm. And what did you talk at all about time of day? Like, would it be if it's an after school thing, then it becomes something that, you know, adults aren't going to go to probably.
Yeah,
because
I feel
they're
like it would be evening.
Evening. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. They have the ability to open the building up in the evening that way, that they can do that, I guess.
So, Ellie, what do you need from us in order to go forward with this?
Well, I guess I wanted to know the first part was just if it would be good to host it at the high school, considering that this is a River Forest thing, which I guess is, so the consensus is yes for the high school.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And then also a little bit of like direction for dates, like when exactly, like would we want it to be like in October or like, because I feel like we could schedule it for like mid-October on like a, would we do, we could do like a Sunday evening, do you think?
Yeah. Well, do you think you get more students during the week?
They all seemed pretty like encouraged to go. I think that more students other than those on the environmental club would come if it was on a weekday. But I'm thinking for adults, it would be easier on a weekend.
Well, maybe we should just focus on students for this one and see how could we get the most students, and we'll have another version for.
Okay. Would everybody here be okay with a weekday if you were to attend?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Susan's idea is a good one. If it's going to be hosted at the high school, then you sort of just have your choose your date based basically on the environmental club folks,
yeah,
right?
And I went to an event with the environmental club, and a lot of people brought their parents along, so you might get them as well.
Yeah.
I don't know of any specific conflicts with village events or things like that. I guess I'm not.
I would say, Ellie, just to work with the club on some potential dates. There.
Sorry, you're breaking up a bit.
Work with the club on some potential dates, and then we'll just go from there.
Okay. The next meeting is tomorrow, so I can go then.
Yeah, it's perfect. Get a couple date options, and you know, I'm sure we're not, you know, all going to be available, but we'll have enough people available to support it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And then you can also, you know, come up with a sort of maybe brainstorm some titles and a short description for your newsletter. And if you want to send that back, you know, I guess you're allowed to send it to two of us. If you want to send it to me and Eric, we can look it over and make suggestions to the description.
Okay. It wasn't for the newsletter. It wasn't like an official reservation. I have friends on the club that does it. So I was just talking to them and I asked if it would be possible to get it in there.
Okay.
Before they said yes.
Okay. Well, you know, I think we just have to have an agreed upon description, right? Because then we can also size it on our end. In fact, I end up bumping one of our little e-newsletter things, but that would be great. Yeah. But can you, you know, after you talk to them, then if you kind of come up, it can be short, 100 words, right? Description of what it is and when it is, and if you need help with crafting it, you can just reach out to us so we can look it over, because you can probably, I guess you can say that it's, if you want to say just it's like co-sponsored by the Environmental Club and the River Forest Sustainability Commission, something like that.
All right.
I feel like I'm looking at you, but I know you can't see me, so it's weird.
I'm just looking at myself on Zoom screen.
Yes, we're smiling at you. Does that give you enough guidance?
Yes, it does.
To move forward? All right, well, thank you for...
Yeah, I think it's great.
Thanks, Ellie.
Of course.
Okay, we're almost right at time here. Just really quickly, we're going to get the application for student commissioner out.
I wondered if we could reach out to Trinity this year, because they have a...
Absolutely.
They have a green. I can do that if you want, but it would just be nice to plug into them as well.
Yeah, right.
They have a really cool new sustainably built...
But they're new additions. They have to live in the community though, which not all Trinity.
So going to school in the because like for sports and everything, if you go to school here, that's okay.
So I'll have to go look back on you know if we even like what we said in the original application. I don't.
Okay.
But yeah, absolutely, we can get Trinity involved. So I'm gonna get that out in the next 2 weeks. So that AJ, you, or any of your buddies that are interested can apply for the student commissioner role. And then we'll make some quick decisions on that and get you guys involved. Next meeting is October 11th. Right on schedule. Sounds like we have a lot going on, too.
I just have one more for other business. So
yeah.
I don't know if the village is aware of this, but is anybody else in here on community solar? No,
I am.
Beth, you are.
I am.
All right, so maybe you got this as well. But we get this confusing message from them saying that we're getting higher savings because our subscription fee has gone up. Did you get this notice as well, Jeff? No, I can send it to you. But I just found it very, like, the first part was pretty straightforward. It says there are higher volumes in June, July, and August, so that makes sense. It's generating more power because of the. But then there's another second one that has to do with CEJA. Starting June 1st, the formula used by ComEd to calculate the monthly monetary community solar credit rate is now equal to ComEd default electricity supply chain, known as price to compare. So I thought, if I have no idea what they're talking about, I don't know how anybody else could.
You
so
can
maybe
explain
I can
that in the next
you guys. You can translate this into something digestible, and then maybe this could be something for a future weekly newsletter. So,
What was the sending email address on that? Because I'll have to look for mine.
MC squared community solar, and I got it on Tuesday.
Of this week?
Yep.
When I have a community solar write-up due on Monday.
Yeah.
So if we can get this quickly translated,
yeah,
I can talk about
good.
That.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I mean, this is good news, right? Like, CJ has so much stuff in it.
Yeah.
Like, that we
it sounds like it is, and they keep reiterating that, you know, you're still getting the 20% savings, but it sounds like somehow there's more energy.
It's
so
off
that's
a different,
good.
It's off a different baseline, yeah.
Yeah, it's off. And but then the you know, the part about the formula was the one that I just really didn't understand. I got lost in the thread there.
Yeah. Can you forward to me as well? Because I don't have anything from them since like August.
Maybe you're not eligible for the super savings. It's a special.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but you're on the program right now. I will. I don't know. Could it be? Maybe it's because I'm in a different. No, it sounds like it's the whole program. It doesn't sound like it's just my farm. So, you know, I think it was the whole thing. I will forward that.
Okay, thanks.
All right, excellent. Next meeting, October 11th.
And I just, actually, sorry.
Yeah, no.
This wasn't even sure. I just think at some point we're going to have to address commissioner attendance because we have not had, I mean, do we have a quorum today?
No, I don't think we do. Well,
it's a quorum.
Yeah, we do, actually.
We do have a quorum. Yeah. But anyway, you know, also in terms of work distribution and everything else, you know, if there are commissioners who routinely don't show up, then I think we need to address it.
Yeah.
Not now, obviously, but just sort of put that out.
It's about to happen organically, too. So, like, we're going to have one commissioner dropping off. I don't know if it's official yet, so I'm not sure I can say. Need to talk to them first. And so that's going to give us an opening. And, like, actually, Beth and I already talked about, like, being a little more strategic about these openings, too, about skill sets. We talked about from a communication standpoint. Maybe it's not as relevant, but.
Be good to get a communications person.
Yeah.
And so
I already talked to Lisa about the process. She was going to talk to Kathy about the process because really Kathy has a list of people who are interested. And, you know, I don't know what her process is. So we were trying to involved. So I think we're going to have some churn here that will. All right. Any other items? All right. It's exactly 8:30. Can I have a motion to adjourn, please?
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All right. Second by Jeff.
Yes.
Official vote on that. Official roll call.
Chairperson Simon.
Yes.
Commissioner Charette.
Yes.
Commissioner Chang.
Yes, and I should say welcome and thank you to Seth before we officially adjourn.
And we're voting yes. Oh, none voting.
All right, we are so adjourned. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Ellie.